Chapter 2. Coronary Heart Disease, the risk factors you know and those you don't. The big picture. Coronary heart disease, also called coronary artery disease or coronary atherosclerosis, is characterized by cholesterol-filled plaques that block arteries and can cause chest pain, angina, or heart attacks. As with every medical condition, the development of coronary heart disease depends upon the presence of predisposing conditions or behaviors, known as risk factors. The more risk factors that you have, the greater the likelihood that you will end up in our office with chest pain or a heart attack. On the other hand, if you recognize these risk factors and reduce them as much as possible, you may never have to meet us professionally. While some basic risk factors are beyond your control, advancing age, a family history of heart disease, others are completely up to you. Most people are aware of the usual suspects leading to coronary heart disease: high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, tobacco use, lack of exercise, and abnormal cholesterol levels. Managing these risk factors can go a long way toward reducing your risk of developing heart disease. In the last few years, scientists have extended our understanding of the genesis of heart disease. We now recognize a host of factors and conditions with previously unsuspected links to heart disease, including inflammatory diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, migraine headaches, and even living near a highway. In this chapter, we will look at heart disease from this wider perspective. It's your heart, not your arthritis. Sally Robinson was no stranger to doctors. Now 51 years old, she had been seeing her rheumatologist regularly for nearly 30 years, as he constantly adjusted Sally's medicines to treat the rheumatoid arthritis that threatened to take control of her life.